This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no E's.com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Welcome to part two of this episode of the Unwritten Radio Show.
Anyways, let's see. Should we or should we not? Fuck yeah, let's do Fantabulous 5.
And now for something completely different.
The Unwritten Radio Show presents...
Shout out to...
Unwritten Radio's Fantabulous 5.
Excellent!
Ooh, I can't wait for this.
Neither can I. First of all, does anybody have a list?
No.
No, you'd think, like, being gone for 2 weeks that I would have come up with something. But no.
Yeah. If only Terry was here, she would have had a pretty good list.
Perfectly good stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, my list basically this week, couldn't really think of anything explosive or massive or anything as funny as those lists that Terry would share. So I came up with my top five favorite CDs. And I just dropped some. That's fucking hilarious. Ah.
You buy CDs? You don't like just BitTorrent stuff? Oh, I
Okay. I'll just admit this. I'm anal retentive. I gotta have the artwork, the lyrics, the whole packaging. Okay, I gotta have the whole thing. I'm sorry.
You got an internet connection. You've got it all. The artwork comes with, like, most all the BitTorrents. All the artwork will come with it. Even a thing to, like, print yourself off your own label. I'm, like, not condoning, like, illegally, like, scamming music or anything.
Oh, no, no. We don't want all the
lyrics and everything are, most of the time, it's not even in the regular CD. You either have to listen to it, like, a million times and, like, pretty much guess, or just look it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Which I had to do for Nirvana's Nevermind album. There were no lyrics in there. But, yeah.
Findlyrics.com, I go to all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyways, my top five favorite CDs, we're going with number five. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
There's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
It's pretty decent.
Yep. Number four, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Awesome.
That is a killer CD.
Awesome. Great picture.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you think of The Wall Live?
I want to see it.
There I got The Wall Live. And I kind of dig it because it's like, after you've heard, you know, The Wall like so many times, you know, it's nice to hear something that's a little bit different. You hear like a little bit of improv and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. It's changing it up from what you hear on like the local oldie station when they play that stuff.
I actually got the live version of The Wall. What was the name of it?
You got a live version?
Version. Oh, okay. Live version. It's called Is There Anybody Out There? The Wall Live, Pink Floyd, 1980-81. And there's a couple of tracks that were included in this that they did in the live performance that they cut out of the original album. That's pretty cool.
They have pieces of The Wall from the tour, the actual wall, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really? At the actual bricks? That's cool.
Yeah.
Digging it.
Yeah, I'm selling some on eBay.
Sherry just popped up. Let's see if she wants to be in just a minute. Okay, got that done. There's actually a DVD of the concert that was performed by Roger Waters. Okay, go ahead and can you dial up Terry, please?
I can.
Okay, thank you. And it was done in 1990. It was performed where the Berlin Wall was. And Roger Waters had a bunch of other musicians come up and perform the entire album of The Wall. It was pretty good. I want to get it on DVD.
Where is she, Travis?
She's there. She's there.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I don't see her.
Do you have her on your list?
No.
Tis herself.
Yeah. I'll give you her username. There you go. Okay, well, wait, that was number three I just did? Or was it number four? It was number four. Okay. Number three, Gorillaz. That was pretty good.
Gorillaz.
Yeah.
You like the Gorillaz album? Really?
I think it's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I got their three albums. I got the first one, their self-titled album, that is. The second album, which was actually a companion to the first one, was called G-Sides. And, of course, the other one, Demon Days, which I'm a little... I'm not
See,
really...
Demon Days is the only one that I've really heard, and I wasn't really all that psyched on Demon Days.
Demon Days was okay.
They've got the catchy club tune on there, and other than that, the rest of it just didn't seem all that innovative to me.
I know. It seemed like Demon Days seemed like a little rushed. It could have been it could have been polished a little bit more. Worked out, but nonetheless, I do like the original Gorillaz album. I think it was pretty good. Okay, number two, Nirvana. Nevermind. Yeah, that's right. No, fuck that. That's number one. I got that list screwed up. Cause number two really is the Blue Man Group. Audio. That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never even listened to that.
It's pretty good, you know?
Really? I can't believe it. What's the name of the album?
Audio. They've got two albums out. They got Audio and The Complex. Now, I saw them in concert. Oh, my God. They were fucking great.
I've heard everybody who's seen them is, like, absolutely love their show. I mean, it's, like, I've heard, like, just rave reviews from everybody who's seen the show.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fucking fantastic. But that's like the same as right along the same lines as I've got like a bunch Stomp comes through here like once a year too. And
I saw
know
that three
people
times.
Like
that was awesome.
People absolutely love Stomp, yeah, and they'll see it over and over again. It's supposed to be that's supposed to be fantastic too. I can just never afford it when it comes through.
Okay. Well, anyways, I already blew number one. It was Nirvana, Nevermind. That is, like, the album of albums, in my opinion.
I hate Nirvana.
What?
Hate it.
He's too old.
I'm not too old. I'm just not into this whiny Gen X generation, and I'm sorry.
Nirvana wasn't whiny, they were the real thing, they were really doing the drugs.
They were whiny. Like Stone Temple Pilots and Pearl Jam and everybody that sounds the same. I don't mind saying that.
I don't mind saying that. As long as you don't talk trash on Chuck Norris.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, Chuck Norris, he's doing these fitness commercials with Chrissy Brinkley, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that a guy who was once so badass in the movies and all that stuff and on the TV show is now doing commercials for exercise equipment.
Well, he had his own line of exercise equipment, didn't he, for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's got his own line of t-shirts. Come on.
So I think if you have reached to that pinnacle in your career where you're pretty much selling t-shirts, I think it's time to hang it up.
Why? If you can still make money.
True, but the thing is, though, that's what
he's making more money selling t-shirts. He's going to make more money between today and the end of the year selling t-shirts than you'll make all year long.
Ooh, ouch.
So why not do
it? Saying, but it's actually true.
Oh, that's a good point. Wish it was same
thing. He's probably going to make more money than like all of us, all three of us combined before the end of the year.
True.
Just in selling his t-shirts.
Yeah.
I just wish the same would happen for Dustin Diamond. But he's so washed up. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, but I heard he has a big dick.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you found that out. I'm proud of you.
Just a little FYI. Okay?
Dustin Diamond, he played Screech on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch closely in some of the scenes...
You can see Slater grabbing it and squeezing it.
I'm sorry. I'm too busy looking at Kelly on that show to look at Dustin Diamond's package.
Well, watch when he's wearing shorts so that you could see just the tip hanging out.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that's in the immortal words of that one character from Family Guy. What's his name? Cleveland. Yeah, he'd say, "Oh, that's nasty." Oh, I love that show. Try getting her on again. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
She's not there.
Yeah, she's not on.
She's not on here at all. I got her information. She's just not green with a check mark.
User not found.
She's not here.
Oh. Hang on a second.
Gotcha.
Anyways, talk amongst yourselves while I try to get this fixed.
Yeah, so anyway, you can see the tip hang out.
Oh, God. La, la, la.
It's got a one-track mind there.
La, 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 la. I'm not listening. Oh, okay. Here we go. Try that.
Did you give us the wrong...
What I did was, there was supposed to be a space
there. You fucked it up there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
There you go. She's in Las Vegas?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
And, oh, man, Terry. I want to see some Terry and Marta action.
She's still not there.
You'll be happy to see any action, Travis. Lucky for you, they still don't have the 4-foot rule in the local strip club, though. Come on.
Oh, man. Then again, I still like to go to the Red Rooster. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, bitches.
I'm surprised that you didn't go to the nearest Suicide Girl burlesque show. Haven't they come through your neck of the woods yet?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go check that out, but...
Because I know they had... I know my cousin was, like, pretty happy. He said that he had a fantastic time going to the Suicide Girl burlesque show.
There's one problem.
And I know you love yourself some Suicide Girls.
Oh, I fucking love Suicide Girls, but there's a problem. When they do live shows, they got tape covering up their nipples. It's like, God damn it.
That sounds like a plus.
It's a burlesque show. So, they're supposed to leave something... Now. They leave something to the imagination.
Right. Now I...
They don't always have to be, like, have their, like, hoo-hoo in your face so you can smell it.
2 feet
in
away.
Order to be excited.
2 feet away.
2 feet away.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Terry, what's up?
And if you can smell that from 2 feet away, then there's a problem.
Terry, you there?
You want to stay
I'm
away.
Here, yes.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Pretty good.
Anyway, Suicide Girls, fuck. I love their podcast. I got a couple girls on there that I really fancy, and I should really email them. God, I love that stuff.
You fancy them?
You fancy them? That's just swell, Travis.
Yeah. Gee, Walkers, it is.
I fancy you several times a day.
Yeah. Gee willikers, Travis.
Man, they're
you
so being
a little hard up beaver.
Oh, I feel so dirty. Okay.
This is my fancy sock.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. There is a few Suicide Girls that I love to fuck. How's that?
Nice.
But anyways.
There's the explicit tag, as Frank would say.
We should get them back on the show sometime. That'd be cool. But no, they got 3 podcasts now. They don't want anything to do with us anymore. We're small time compared to them.
What now, Travis? Don't be bitter.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, you sound bitter.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, it's
they
like
know
those guys that. It's like those guys that drive big trucks, though.
Yeah, but they're overcompensating for
something. They got big tires?
Tiny little exhaust fans.
But anyway, now they know that I love them, and I'd still love to have them back on the show sometime. But
I did all tell you what the difference is between a porcupine and a Corvette tonight.
Yeah, he did. But go ahead and refresh those who are just now tuning in.
Porcupine has the prick on the outside. Sorry, one of my favorite man-bashing jokes.
I love man-bashing, Terry. But I think you mean a different thing than I do.
Oh, I think she probably means some of the same, too.
Every opportunity that presents itself.
Well, Terry, you can bash me anytime. I'm all yours.
Somehow you like I knew pick? That was coming.
I'm just a...
Do you like my new pick?
Oh, girl. Damn, those eyes. Oof. Fuck. Now that's a look of... Come here.
Not quite as enticing as my...
Not in the eye, Travis. That burns.
Yeah, you can ask my ex-girlfriend about that. She can tell you all about it.
Did you put some salt on it?
Well, it was salty. I'll have to admit to it. Although I never tasted it. Because that's just wrong.
No, it's right.
Though I've heard compliments from some people that it's pretty damn tasty, but like, good, you can have all you want. I'll just have something else.
I'm speaking for the women. It depends on the man what it tastes like.
Well, it depends on what he eats, from what I understand.
Absolutely correct.
Well... I've been eating these Sour Punch straws, and they're pretty good.
please, Travis.
Oh, yeah. That felt good.
I can tell you, though, if you've had a lot of alcohol, very, very sour.
Yeah, but if you've had a lot of alcohol, you won't care at all.
Well, generally speaking, I don't care anyway.
My kind of girl.
Men, big hint out there, okay? Try fresh pineapple.
Ooh. Oh, hey, I eat pineapple a lot. I love pineapple.
Yeah, but you eat it from a can, so it's going to be all fucking
fresh,
nasty.
Fresh.
Yeah, you need the fresh pineapple.
Even if I rinse it off thoroughly?
No, it's going to be fresh.
It's going to be fresh. You gotta have the fresh pineapple. Right. You know how to pick a pineapple, don't you, Travis?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You know, the ones at the store that say that they're, like, the golden pineapples? You need to get them when they're golden.
Yeah, not the ones that live under in the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want those. I think those are the ones that are in the can in the bottom of the sea. Yeah.
So I would love
you don't want any that have sponges inhabiting them.
That's right.
But then again, I
like pineapple. Yeah, if the pineapple's got a sponge inside of it, don't eat it.
Same for vagina.
A sponge or a snail.
If it's got a, vagina's got a sponge inside of it, don't eat it.
And if it has a snail, get out quick.
Actually, I don't think you can. You get the sponges anymore? Like, I thought they stopped, like,
I think you selling can, the contraceptive sponges. But I'm not 100% sure on that one.
They don't work. My sister had her first kid on the sponge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's why you don't see them anymore, because they don't work.
Was the baby really small?
No.
It fit on the sponge. This sounds very big.
How about we call him Spongy?
How did she balance?
Well, you see, she used to be in the circus.
Contortionist, ah, I see.
Oh, man. I'd love to have sex with a contortionist. That'd be fucking great. Dude, I didn't know that was possible. Damn, girl. Ooh, God.
Once again, I will just state, you would be happy to have sex with anybody. They don't have to be very limber at
as
all.
As long as it's female. Sure.
Right. Travis.
Yes.
Travis, are you getting out the cat litter bags again?
Oh, yes, I... Ooh, scoop away. Hello.
Yeah, now that he knows about that worm in KY.
Feels good. Anyways.
Much better than the Icy Hot, isn't it? That was a mean trick.
But speaking of, like,
yes, but it's got to be better than those peel and stick on patches, huh?
Oh, no.
La 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 la, now listen.
You gotta say, because Lord is still not here.
You'll ever
come to
a bikini wax.
Oh, jeez. I could go for one. Anyways.
A bikini wax?
Yeah, just teasing. I know what it is. That looks painful. No. Besides, I'm not a woman.
It's over quick.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whoosh! Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And just think how great you'll look in that new two-piece.
Yeah.
That men's thong that you can wear out on the beach that slings over your shoulders.
Yeah!
That nut sling. Oh. The banana hammock.
Very sexy, that. Yeah, that makes me drool, sure.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't look good for
women.
A fat
love the nut sling. They love it.
Just wear that on the beach eating a fresh pineapple. Women will line up on their knees.
I should really.
Don't freaking shave your crack beforehand.
Yes. You know, speaking of pineapples and under the sea and all that stuff, reminds me. If I was.
I say crack and you think pineapple?
We don't want to know.
He mentioned fresh pineapple. You talked about crack. I'm sorry. I'm so stuck on the pineapple and all that stuff. I'm sorry. But what I was going to say was earlier, we were talking about SpongeBob. I realized something. I would love to live in a Stonehenge house as opposed to a pineapple.
That's a brilliant realization.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, dumbfounded by that.
Yeah, pineapples got, like, would have kind of, like, walls around you versus Stonehenge.
Or what is
which is, like, what? Like, half a dozen rocks stood on end?
No, I got that wrong. It's Easter Egg. That's an Easter Egg Island.
Easter Island.
Easter
not
Island.
Easter Egg.
You know what I meant. You know,
Egg
Easter
Island.
Easter Island, okay.
Is that where the Easter Bunny lives, on Easter Egg Island?
No, yeah, sure. Probably lives next to the Keebler Elves, who knows. But anyways.
Yeah, that's where he screws the chickens to make Easter Egg.
Oh, jeez. Hang on a second.
To what? I got no one here. Any volunteers?
Oh. Sorry, gay here.
That's all right.
She got, like, right. Some intercom system in his house there?
I don't know. Maybe that's Mumsy and Daddy upstairs.
Oh, geez.
They've got a SpongeBob pillow.
Oh, we've got the police.
Hey, now watch it about SpongeBob, because I'll have you know.
Okay, I'm back.
I have SpongeBob pajamas, SpongeBob slippers, SpongeBob comforter, SpongeBob sheets, a SpongeBob toothbrush, SpongeBob giant pillows in my house. I have a...
It's all good.
You know how it is when your family doesn't live anywhere near you and the secret gets out that you like something? Whether you really do or not, that's all you get as a gift for the next 2 bloody years.
So you're saying you want some SpongeBob paraphernalia for Christmas this year?
Bite my ass.
Yes, please. I'll do that
you
for
will.
You.
He will.
Bring it here.
Oh, man, this is all messed up.
I can go for a
actually, pretend. I do like SpongeBob. I really do. But I am not a SpongeBob fanatic, but my family would turn
George
me
Carlin
into
CDs.
One.
Yeah, I remember when I met Terry.
I am
Terry.
Teaching the receptionist at my new office how to swear in Irish.
Swear in... Oh, my God.
I taught her how to say, kiss my ass.
Oh, how do you say it?
Quack Mahoney.
It sounds like you're asking somebody to kiss something else.
You can
sad.
Just take that however you want to.
There we go. All fixed. Okay.
Because I know you got a nipple ring.
Yep. I do.
Nipple ring.
I'm that's sorry. That's just sexy. What can I say? Travis.
Why?
What are you wearing?
Yeah, don't be, like, breathing funny because she's talking about me having a nipple ring, not her.
Okay.
Terry. Then I'll have to have you on my show, Travis.
Hey, I'd still like to be on your show, believe it or not. I would.
Really?
Yeah.
We could work that out.
Good, well, we should do that.
Well, but we already had someone come out, so you're going to have to wait.
Wait your turn. Stay in the closet.
Stay
in the
closet.
No coming out this month.
Travis has to be locked in a closet.
Yes. And I only fed her her favorite Irish cream, but she spilled the whiskey a couple times.
Yes, that still pisses me off. That's a waste of good whiskey, that.
Hey, I had to steam clean my the carpeting in my closet when you did that.
Hey, it needed it because it reeked of gym socks. Hello, you were trying to suffocate me.
You wear socks?
Trying to choke you to death.
Don't think about what those socks were used for.
Ew.
Hey,
when you're out of
Bounty paper towels, you gotta find a second resort.
Newspaper.
Don't you have a cat?
You're not gonna believe. He's looking right at me when you said that. He's like, meow. That's just wrong.
And he'll be keeping about 10 feet between you now.
Yeah.
No, he's
well, that's the new stripper law.
He is looking at me.
Yeah,
because
he's like, you've been eating canned pineapple, dude. I'm staying the fuck away from that.
Oh, God. Oh, that's just
canned cat food.
Oh, that's just wrong. Okay. Well, anyways.
Okay, so what's been going on since before I joined in here?
Oh, did some news.
Circle jerk.
This news.
Oh, damn, I missed it.
Travis did his Fantabulous Five, and before he started the Fantabulous Five, he was missing you so much, Terry.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that my list.
No, Travis was just missing this. Hello, Travis.
Yo, hey, Terry. Hey.
Hi.
Oh, what are you doing?
Want you.
Oh, I want you too in the worst way. Oh.
See, that's what he's missing.
Yeah, I feel better. Just imagine her in that two-piece lingerie I've seen her in. Holy God. Oh, my God. That's fucking hot.
My little red titty.
Oh. And she showed me everything. And I'm like, oh, my God. I want to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Terry's got a camera, doesn't she? I forgot.
Yes, Terry does.
And if you guys want to see Terry, you're SOL. I'm sorry. I don't give out that information.
So not if Terry. He wants to ever talk to me again, no.
So is that a Las Vegas accent?
No, just a wee bit farther east.
Chinese.
A wee bit farther west.
Maine.
So, what do you think about the new U2 Greatest Hits album?
I'm risking having myself ostracized now, but I have not heard it.
Oh, okay.
Me neither. I used to be a huge U2 fan. I think it's way too soon, and I think they suck now.
Well, here's the thing. They released a two-part Greatest Hits package a few years ago.
Yeah, it was like a little over 10 years ago. Just about 10 years ago, they released a double album, Greatest Hits.
They lost me at the Joshua Tree.
I don't know, that was their breakthrough album, though.
They lost me at the Joshua Tree. That was like their first real sellout album.
Well, I think you have to admit, though, that U2 will go down as being a revolutionary band.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. No matter what they do now.
Yeah. But they're historic now.
Like the Beatles. Well, not like the Beatles. Nobody will be like the Beatles, will
no,
they?
No, never.
But, Charles Manson stole this from the Beatles. We're stealing it back.
That's a horrible imitation of Terry.
That was my best Las Vegas accent.
And I have an awesome movie for those who are into downloading movies off the internet.
BitTorrent.
There's a movie called The Wind That Blows the Barley. And I'm recommending it to everybody.
The Wind That Blows the Barley.
Yes.
I never heard of that.
Not many have, but I'm just recommending it. I'm not saying anything else.
Okay.
There you go. Recommendation of the week. There you go.
I'm assuming it's a porn of some sort.
No, it is not. It's quite a serious movie,
actually. I
assume
Barley was an actor.
But for those who've ever wondered, what the hell is the sport called hurling? And I'm not talking about drinking. The answer
Oh, curling.
Is that popular in Ireland, too?
Just watch the damn movie.
All right.
Curling's cool. But
yes, but there's a lot who have no clue what that is. And this movie starts off with a game of hurling.
Well, he got two awards at Cannes for the movie. So.
Wait, did you say curling or hurling?
Hurling.
With an H.
Okay. Curling's Canadian. And we love the Canadians.
I like independent movies, because I think that's what that is. It's an independent movie.
Well, no, I don't think this is an independent movie.
Yeah, I think it is. It was at Cannes, though. It's got to be.
The Cannes Film Festival, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it has an awful lot of different movie companies that did a joint thing to produce it,
though. Oh, yeah, some do that. Yeah, there's some companies that do that, yeah.
Anyway, it's a quite a powerful movie.
Let's see. Ooh, well, I can't find a torrent.
Go to Pirate Bay, they have it.
Pirate Bay.
Well, I'm on my, is it like all split up with like periods, or?
Hang on, let me see, let me take a look at my file.
Let me...
Well, while they're doing that.
No, I have no periods at all. I have all the spaces that belong there. No, they didn't put any periods between the spaces at all. And it's only 1.13 gigabytes.
Oh, that's pretty average for movie size.
Yes. Yeah. I got this one from demonoid.com. But I think I picked it up actually on Pirate Bay.
Well, I see a bunch. They've got The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
That's what I said. Wind that shakes the barley.
Yeah, you said blows. There's a difference
between.
You should know. There's a difference between blowing and shaking.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Oh, yes. We love to blow.
Yeah.
Actually, if you blew.
Wind that shakes the barley.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my bad. My mind must have been somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was there to help you with that, Terry, but you know.
Blowing sometimes either starts or does it finish with shaking? It all depends. Some blowing can make you shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some shaking leads to blowing. Ask George Michael.
Good times, good times.
I've actually caused a few almost epileptic fits, I swear.
Oh my goodness. Girl, you have to email some of your techniques to me. I'll give you my email address later.
Yeah, do you strobe?
Well, you know, it's all in the lip pressure and where the tongue hits.
Wow, spoken like
and
a
you know, and then it also, a lot depends on the man because, you know, some like, you know, a lot of head action.
Oh.
Some like a lot of shaft work. And of course, you've got to learn to deep throat, or what's the point?
Of course, or what's the point?
That's right. And if you don't swallow, shame on you.
Exactly. Thank you.
And don't ignore any part. Use all 10 inches.
And don't neglect other things while you're busy too.
That's right.
Okay.
Not everything hangs about for decoration.
And you know what, Terry? I love your decorations.
Decoration. They do tend to hang, don't they?
Oh, God. I want to... Oh, man. Oh. Dirty thoughts. Where's the cat litter? Oh, there it is. Then again, I know somebody else who has a nice rack. I wish she was on. Oh, well.
You're talking about Marta.
Oh, man. God, she's beautiful, too. I miss her.
I've not talked to Marta in a long time.
I know. I miss her. Marta, if you're listening, damn it, I miss you.
Now, you know, come January, I won't be able to be on your little show no matter.
Really?
You'll be on your cruise.
No, I'm not taking my cruise. I'm starting school in addition to working. So I'll be working full-time and back in class full-time as well.
You getting some learning done?
I'm getting a second degree.
There you are.
I have 3 semesters I have to do, then I'm done.
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, Terry. At the end of this year, I wasn't going to announce it until the time came close to it, but at the end of this year, we got Christmas or whatever, any holiday that follows in that week, and then we have New Year's. The Young Radio Show are going to take 2 weeks off. We're going to have like a sort of a greatest hits type thing called Worst Misses. And it's just going to be a collection of all the stuff that's happened on the show in its first year. So having you just saying that, Terry, I think we're going to dedicate a section of one of the episodes to you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet.
Yeah. Why are you naming it after a Devo album?
What?
Wasn't that the Devo album? Didn't Devo put out like a disc called Worst Misses instead of Greatest Hits?
Yeah.
Really? They did that?
Oh, yeah, fuck. You were beat to it. You were beat to it like back at the end of the '80s.
God fucking damn it. Oh. Anyway, I thought I was being clever. Oh. This sucks. Well, it's okay, I'll call it Worst Misses anyways. I already called it that because I already recorded bits for this show, so we're just going to use it anyways.
Go with it.
Well, I don't know. You could call it the greatest pains.
Yeah. Get a picture of yourself with a Devo hat.
Yeah.
I'll use a flower pot because that's about the closest thing I can get.
Paint it red. Where are you?
Put a toilet seat around your neck.
Yeah.
No. Travis, I think you need to do the full makeup and a big pink feather boa around your neck.
Ooh,
what?
That's David Byrne.
Blonde wig.
Yeah.
Full eyelashes. Come on, do that way.
And you're welcome on our show.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
And lots
I'm
of
sorry.
X at the same time. Yeah, lots of X at the same time.
But I'm going to contact my friend Starbuck and see if he can create some special album artwork for the two-parter Worst Misses at the end of the year. See if he can do that for me. So anyways,
Well, Terry,
why don't you just use the picture of you pulling your
No more. That's it.
We want taint.
Stop.
We want taint.
Stop. Time out. No, I'm dead serious. Stop.
Yum.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah, why don't you call it Tainted Love, Travis? I don't think that one's
Oh, fuck.
Tainted Love and Kitty Litter.
Yeah, that's part one and part two. You guys, that's all set right there.
No, but seriously, guys, it's been done. I'm going to be really honest here, guys. It's starting to get really irritating when that's brought up, okay? I just got to be honest, okay? Yeah, it was funny, but now it's just... When it's brought up, it just kind of, like, makes me just cringe, what? You know?
When what's brought up?
All right, this is the last time we're going to talk about it, since he doesn't know...
You mean, Brian.
When his nutsack brought up to his belly button. He posted a picture on a forum a long time ago because he was looking for donations, and he said that he would do different things for a donation. And Andrea told him that she'd give him like $20. Wasn't it $20 to write like yum on your taint?
Yeah, that's right.
And have somebody and post a picture. And so after he figured out what a taint was,
I called
had somebody write yum on it.
And he posted a pic.
Yeah. And we were all surprised when he posted the picture because
that's
was when everybody
repulsed.
Learned. Yeah.
I had to earn.
It was slightly repulsed. Yeah. But he earned that $20.
But I only put the pic up for a week. Then I took it down.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gone now.
Yeah, it was only the internet. Stuff disappears, like, right away.
Nobody saves any of those pics.
Though, if somebody wants to blackmail me, you know, they probably could.
I don't have to blackmail you, Travis. I can get anything I want from you.
Ooh.
Sounds like a challenge there.
I don't make challenges. I make promises.
Well, Terry, if I ever came out to Vegas, you'd definitely be the person I'd love to meet.
You've already met her before.
Or,
so
I mean,
you'd be seeing her.
That's right. I mean, seeing her for a second time, that's right. Because I already met her. It's last year, so for something better.
Ellen and I?
Yeah, no.
How many times did we physically meet, Travis?
Once.
Just that one time?
Yeah. And man, she could kiss. Oh my god, she's a good kisser. Whew. I mean, it just blew me away how good she can kiss.
In case you can't tell from that, I kissed him.
Tongue and all. Oh,
I just wanted to clear
god.
Up any doubt.
I was just wondering where.
Now I do need a cat litter.
That would be like a great little clip to like start out the show with. Now I do need a cat litter.
When you've kissed a beautiful Irish lady, Tidy Cat cleans up all messes. Now available at your local supermarket.
Okay,
so you could totally do product placement.
Gives me gross images, though. I mean, you kiss and then you need cat litter.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder where the fluids are coming
in. Well, especially if you need it that fast. You know, I mean,
dude.
Sometimes it can be, you know, hard to like restrain yourself if the other person's doing like such an incredible job. But you know, like immediately after. It's like...
Okay, I'll tell you how it happened. We met at, and don't laugh, but it was just. A place that was nearby. We met at
Chuck
a.
Cheese?
No, we actually met at a local
not
McDonald's.
Quite.
We met at a local McDonald's, but it was alright. We hung out and we talked.
And found out that she loves SpongeBob. I do too. We all know this now. And it was a great conversation we had. I got to know her.
We talked about video gaming as well because I do play an online game.
Yeah. I forgot what game, what was that? World of Warcraft?
No, I play EverQuest.
EverQuest.
Evercrack.
Evercrack. But we talked.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I actually like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have had some friends that are like seriously involved in that game.
Oh, I'm not what I would call serious by any length. After all, I've been playing for, 3 years now? 2 years now? And haven't gotten up past level, what am I on, 50? My best character's level 50. Anyway.
But anyway, and continuing on here, we talked for like a good 45 minutes, and then we had to leave because she had something she had to go do, and I had something I had to go do as well. And we went out to her car, and we hugged, and I just looked at her, and she was just like, looks like there's something else you wanted to do, or something like that. It's like, well, I've been thinking about all day, and I really wish I could have kissed you. And next thing you know, we were in full-blown lip lock. And it was the most...
Well, you know, if he wants a kiss, let me give you a kiss.
It was one of the best kisses I've ever had in my life. It was just wonderful.
Because he didn't have to beg. No, I'm sorry, that was
so
mean.
I felt so shy.
Hey, sometimes there's nothing wrong with begging now and then. Come on.
Yeah, but I felt so shy. I wanted to see what I like to kiss her, but it's just like... I just got too nervous to actually do it. So when she...
That's because, you know, I'm an older woman.
And, oh, man. Terry, you have no idea how much I want to kiss you again. You have no idea. Maybe more. That'd be good.
Well, thank you. It is very nice of you to say.
Well, you know, Terry, I really do care about you. I really do. You are a really good friend to mine, you know, to me, and as is everybody else who does this show, but you are by far someone who I've really connected with on a very emotional level, and you're a great person, seriously.
Oh, you just like it because I chew your ass out sometimes.
She's right, I do like it. But... anyways, yeah, we should wrap this up.
You said you weren't into the salad thing.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I was just going to comment that I would chew your ass out, Travis.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyways, I might have to split this episode up into two parts because we're now over 2 hours. So, because we got the songs and opening bits. So, yeah, we're over 2 hours now. And I'm realizing now that people who... download like 2 hours, they kind of lose interest and all that stuff. That's what I've heard from some people, that they can't stand 2 hour shows. It takes too long.
Yeah, split it up into two parts and keep the taint in the middle.
Where it belongs.
Well, you still have to get last time's show up as well, so.
Yeah, well, actually, by the time you're listening to the show, that one is up and running. So, the old radio show on live, it was. It was alright. Didn't exactly
well,
go.
It would have been better, but nobody would come on.
Nobody would come on. Nobody would call us up on Skype or anything like that. So it's like, you know, it just makes me wonder.
You should have just like put out the Skype me, just to see like who ended up Skyping you.
I had my Skype me on the entire time.
And nobody was interested. So they kind of.
Well, other than the usual perverts that I get.
Hey, I would have been there if I would have
shot on.
If I would have had my internet, if I would have had internet, I would have been.
I know.
Oh, DJ G's not seen my tongue shot. Wait, I got to change out now so you can see my old pic.
Oh God, it's so hot. Oh my God.
Hang on, I'll change it.
And her tongue is so tasty. Oh yeah, okay. DJ G suggested talk shoe.
I hope I still have that, because, you know, I got a new computer now.
Oh, you got a new computer?
Uh-oh.
It's gone?
Or are you wondering, like, how much stuff was turned in on the old computer?
I still have my old computer.
Ah, you still have the old computer.
Yeah,
good.
But my processor on it died, so I'm getting the hard drive removed, and I'm going to make it a secondary to my new computer.
Hey, there you go. That's a good idea right there.
Then I should be able to pull everything off on it.
Yes.
But I don't have that picture anymore.
Well, just make a new one, you know.
Maybe I'll take a picture of something else.
Oh, please. Oh, if we had like a shot of you in the lingerie. Oh, yeah.
How about a nipple shot?
Oh, well, yeah. Go ahead. Go for it. Buzz exclusive.
What kind of show is this turning into?
Exactly what you think.
Yeah, exactly what you think.
I think your show is too explicit for us, Travis.
Well, that's why we're here.
He's barely earned his tag. Barely earning the tag.
Time to, you know, basically tear up the podcasting world with our perversiveness.
There's much rougher stuff out there.
Yep, that's true.
What? Yeah, the like G-Spot.
Or Madge Weinstein. No, you know, I love Madge. Madge is cool. I love Madge.
I didn't think, you know, Madge, you know, although she's out there a little bit, I don't think that Madge, you know, is all that.
God rest her soul.
You know, like, mega explicit.
I mean, we've had Madge on the show before, so, but I love her. I think she's cool. But, yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that she does talk about, it just makes me scratch my head, but I think that's, like, the whole purpose. You know? It's entertainment and...
Well, George
strange.
Bush makes everybody scratch their head.
Oh, man. The Democrats, they've taken over.
Oh, what an idea I just had.
Ooh, idea. Let's have it.
I have a Flickr account.
Ooh, Flickr.
And I have one pic saved there.
Yeah, you had, like, a picture on your Flickr account before. I remember you put up, like, a link somewhere to the Flickr. But that was a long time ago.
That was when we were doing the game.
Oh, back on the forum. I haven't even been on the forum, like, for a long time. Where's the forum? Where can the forum be found, Travis?
TheUnRadioShow.myfastforum.org.
Yeah. And what is your email for him to call you up at? Or even send you a WAV file or MP3 because you don't have a phone number that's functioning right
yeah,
now.
I got to check into that. Yeah. But the email address is theunradioshow@gmail.com.
And your main web address for your whole thing is...
Yeah, because we got two of them. We have theunradioshow@podomatic.com. I got to get something situated with them. And also, you can find us at theunradioshow.podshow.com. Oh, and also, be on the lookout. I'm going to be doing it.
There you go.
I don't see it. Not yet. But it's okay. But anyways, I'm going to be doing...
You send a link?
No, not yet.
There we go. I see some boobies.
Boobs? Where?
You sending a link?
Just some cleavage.
No, it's my new pick. I put another pick up.
I don't see it. I just see the ones with your eyes.
Her eyes are up here.
Very funny. But no.
Yeah, that's the picture that she had on her... whatchamacallit before, right? On your Flickr? You get that picture on your Flickr?
I took that off Flickr.
Hey, send me the link to your Flickr. I gotta check this out. But, no, I was gonna say, in the near future, I'm gonna be doing
this
it... Yes?
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Going to be doing an interview for the Blueberry Network, and it's going to be... The name of the show is... what the hell is the name of this? It's Big Berry, something like that. Anyways, I'll keep you posted. And they're going to you know, ask me about the show and all that stuff, and it's going to be a pretty cool interview. Hello. There we go. I see Terry's cleavage. Oh, I want to touchy. Oh, so beautiful. And so... Oh. Okay, anyways.
All right, wipe your chin.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, yeah, I'm going to be doing an interview real soon, and I'll keep everybody posted as to when it'll come up, okay?
What's it called? Travis's Big Blueberries?
Travis's Big Blueberries? Big. No, he said he didn't want people to talk about his blueberries anymore. Come on. So you don't have to show, like, just cleavage in pictures. Like, I've got this picture, and people love it, that I put up online.
Let's take a look. Oh, that's so cool. That's cool, you know?
Well, that's a nice picture.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of serial killer.
Yeah, doesn't like to smile, but that's cool.
Do I look... Yeah, I'm not like a big smiler, I guess.
Neither am I.
I don't know.
I have a kooky smile.
For the audience that can't see this, Brian is showing his taint.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's cool, man.
At least I shaved mine before I took the picture of it. Shit.
Hey, I made sure there's no dingleberries in that picture, so there you go. All right.
I'd rather not keep talking about this.
All right, so basically we've split this episode into two parts. We are now concluding with part two of the show.
I don't like that one as much.
You don't like that one? Which one? The last one?
Yeah, I don't like that
drunk.
If you look at my watch, it's like 4:45 in the morning or something. I'm pretty sure I was drunk.
You look like a male model wannabe. No offense.
No, you know, no. You look like a male model just used it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we split this episode up into two parts, and we're concluding with part two, which is basically the end of the whole episode. So, I'd like to thank Brian from the Out of Order Show, which can be found at OOOshow.com. Brian, thank you very much for being on this week.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And DJ G, where we can find your show?
At thegspot.com.
And Terry, you know, girl, even though this is mid-November, or closing in on mid-November, I'm dreading January, but I want to tell you, girl, I love you, okay? And I'd love to see you on the show real soon before you go.
Don't forget about Carmen.
Maybe after I start school and can't get over... Oh, my God, what is that picture?
That's why I got was looked
drunk. Recorded a little bit for you now and then.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and... Oh, yep. What?
I was just going to say, that's Gabby with... like round two or round three of the Jaeger bombs that she was passing out.
Damn.
Well, I don't think it's a very flattering picture of Gabby.
No, it's not one of the most flattering pictures of Gabby, but she had just the crazy face while she's like balancing the tray that was still half full of Jaeger bombs.
You could take that picture though of her. And with a little manipulation, because of the way she's got her mouth...
Oh, I know where this is going.
You know, we were talking about this earlier.
You should get Gabby on this show. Let's see what's up with her.
Oh, people would like Gabby.
You know, invite...
Her accent's probably... Well, she works, like, crazy, crazy hours, but... her accent's probably... as strong or stronger than Terry's.
Oh, dude. You still got to see if she can get on sometime soon.
Travis is easy. If you got an accent... Oh, wait. I'll take it back. If you're breathing.
If you're breathing. Yeah.
I'm breathing.
Yeah,
there you go, Travis. Do you know, we were trying to get Travis a mercy folk in this show once.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Or was it... That was what we called it, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they're out there. Just to let you know, Travis, they're out there. You can find them.
Yeah. But, you know...
Jeannie said she's here.
Sweet. But anyways...
Yeah, but she's there. She's not in whatever suburban Midwest town that Travis is in. I mean, granted, we're all in, like, little Midwest towns.
Egypt.
Yeah. Some of our Midwest towns are a little bit better than the one that Travis is stuck in.
Yeah, because as I said before about Savannah, this is a shithole town. There ain't nothing to do except get plastered.
I've only ever driven through Savannah a few times, but I would have to say that is a correct assessment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cutter, there are a lot of towns there that qualify for that. Hello, Travis. I just told you what about me former boss, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, let's go on and just wrap this up. Again, this was part two. I'm thanking everybody again, and let's see, what song should I wrap up with now? Let's dig back into the archives. Let's play a song by Joe Seibel. This is my absolute favorite song of his. It's it's called "Your Rock and Roll." It's one of the greatest songs he's ever recorded. And I'll let y'all know how the ear infection thing's going. And I'll talk to everybody, or talk to all y'all again. But until then, stay on tune.
Find your party.
provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.